magic. Tap, tap, tap. Jack opened his eyes. The Frog Creek woods were still dark and rainy. "We're home," Annie said. Jack sighed. "I miss them already," he said.
"Me too," said Annie. "Did you take a lot of notes on their habits and behavior?"
Jack shrugged. "I listed a few things about them," he said. "But sometimes lists don't tell you much. You have to love gorillas to really know them."
"Yeah, that's right," said Annie.
Jack opened his backpack. He pulled out their research book and put it in the corner. Then he pulled out the twig that Ho-Ho had given him. He smiled as he showed it to Annie.
"I promised Ho-Ho I'd eat this later," he said, "but I think we should save it for Morgan instead."
"Good idea," said Annie. "It'll prove to her that we found a special magic."
"Yeah, gorilla magic," said Jack.
"The magic of all animals," said Annie.
"Yeah," said Jack.
He placed the twig next to the scrolls they'd brought back from Old England.
"Let's go," said Annie.
She started down. Jack pulled on his backpack. He put the flashlight in his pack. Then he grabbed the umbrella and followed Annie. They started through the Frog Creek woods. It was still cool and dark and rainy. Jack didn't mind, though. He didn't put on his jacket. He didn't take out the flashlight. He didn't put up the umbrella. Jack felt as if he weren't completely human yet. There was still a bit of gorilla left in him.
"Ho, ho, ho,"
he said in a low voice.
"Boo, boo,"
Annie said back.
"Ho, ho, ho,"
they said together.